Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much, my people, for joining me. How you doing? Me, I'm good. Counting down, 2020, gotta go. But it looks like we might be set for a challenging 2021. A lot of countries going back into lockdown, so stay safe and mask up wherever you are. Today, the album review takes us to Botswana. And before we get into it, do go to motomotomusic.com and check out all the other podcasts that I've done. And to support the podcast, there is a paper icon on the top right-hand corner. Click that and make a donation. I would greatly appreciate that.
The latest African album review is...
Lorraine Lionheart has been in the game for a while. She is from Botswana, based in the UK, and she's been doing her thing and continues to do her thing. She's pretty much released like an album every year for the last, I think, 3 years. And her new album is titled Chocolate. And I'm here for it. Chocolate has 15 tracks with a 55-minute runtime. It has three features. Multiple producer placements, including Double O's from Ghana, Joe Bryan from Mauritius, Kiyoshi from Canada, beats by SV from the Netherlands, and Da Piano from Nigeria. The album cover is a play on Lorraine Lionheart dipped in a chocolate bath from waist down, while she's covered in Afrocentric tattoos for the queen level she embodies. She's so hot that the chocolate actually melts. And in my book, this is her best album cover to date.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The opening track, Water, is an example of how solid Lorraine Lionheart's pen game is. She's such a great writer, and she seductively asks her partner to give her water because she's thirsty and she wants to carry his water. She explains that she wants their waters to mix, smoke weed, and have a good time as they grow their family. I mean, it's curious stuff. Adult stuff, actually. Whiskey and Weed featuring Double O's is an R&B banger, which will definitely have a niche crowd that will appreciate it. I was listening to it and I was like, yo, this song is a vibe, bro. What's going down? So that's a song to watch out for. A few singles from this album dropped prior to release of the project, including Man's Gotta Eat featuring Zimbabwe's Mike Ainiti. And did you know Lorraine Lionheart actually lived in Zimbabwe for a while, even if she's from Botswana? I'm Coming is a song where she adds some Ndebele back to the Zimbabwe side of things. She adds some Ndebele in there. And Zion, which is a personal favorite of mine, that's another song that she released prior to this album as a single. On Zion, she tells her lover that he sets her heart on fire and takes her to the most blissful utopian place of unity, peace, and freedom. Is that kind of love she lives for? And yeah, this song, it's pretty deep. I think the composition of this song is actually amazing. From the beat itself, the way she sung it, Lorraine Lionheart has got a very interesting, non-conventional way of singing, and I think that's something that always sets her apart, because she's not trying to sound like anyone else, she's just sounding like Lorraine Lionheart. When you hear her music, you know it's her. And of course, there are plenty more singles to have come out off this album throughout 2020. Cheche Kule for me is definitely a sound that people in Botswana will warm up to, and this might be the song that really gets get tongues wagging in Botswana and saying, yo, Lorraine Lionheart could be the next big thing there. They've had such a huge love affair with the Congolese Rumba sound, and this song is exactly that, with that Southern African house touch, so it's kind of like a Botswana thing now. Summer Cherie is probably the best collaboration on this album. And why I say that is because Nyx really came through with another level performance. It's like, wow. While the beat itself was silky smooth and Lorraine came through, this one, I think, will be one of the lead songs on the album for sure. And I hope she makes a video for it.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Genres you get on Chocolate by Lorraine Lionheart are mostly Afrobeats, Afropop, and R&B. It's a lot of fusion as well, where you get other genres sort of mixed in. And I'm finding more and more artists are going for the fusion blend, so genres can get a bit hard to set apart these days. Lorraine Lionheart continues her exceptional feat of mixing at least 5 languages per album. And this time around, she has English, Pidgin, Twi from Ghana, Swahili, French, Tswana, Zulu, Ndebele, Wolof from Senegal, Kinyarwanda. That's a lot of languages. I don't think she's fluent in all of them. She just kind of, you know, sings what she can. And she makes it work. And she's been doing it for like, I don't know, 3-4 albums. Yeah. Stylistically, the most significant change from previous projects is that Lorraine Lionheart has given the world more consistency in the project. I think the last one that I reviewed, probably like from 2 years back, she had so many genres in there and it was like, okay, yeah, it's different vibes and everything. But this time around, I think there's a lot more consistency in that type of music and sticking more to like one or two genres. And also the addition of rap verses in there. And when I say that, I mean Lorraine herself is rapping a lot on this album. So that was interesting just to find out what kind of flow she has and how she tackles that one. And I think most of her flows were actually in English as well. Lorraine Lionheart still presents her music in the same vein as her sexually liberated persona, where as a woman she's free to really dig deep into sex and the depths of acting on lustful desires without feeling restricted by society's expectations to be a prude. The mixing and mastering on Chocolate were pretty decent. There were some high points that I could pick out, especially where her vocals were concerned. Some of it was very well done, especially on songs such as the first one, Water, which was really beautiful to hear. I think mixing and mastering on that song was just top tier.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Now, overall, I'd say my favorite songs on Chocolate, yeah, I had quite a few. No One, Whiskey and Weed featuring Double O's, Zion, one of my favorites still, Sama Cherie, Obiara, Water. Yeah, those are some of my absolute favorite songs on this album. I'd say for a 15-track album, Lorraine Lionheart has done well to select the best of the lot. It was initially a 26-track project, but she knew she had to cut down, and that makes sense. 26 tracks is a lot. I'd rather have the best of the best than more quantity, if you know what I mean. That shows that there's a lot of work behind this project, and I applaud that because Lorraine Lionheart is one of the most hardworking artists I know, and she proves it on this album, and she does well to sort of reinvent her style, if it's changing the beat a little bit or how she added a bit of rap in there just to give it another style flavor. She does it well and she continues to do so. I wouldn't be surprised if she's already working on another album, but chances are we are getting another Lorraine Lionheart album in 2021, if not 2022. As I recommend this album to Afrobeats lovers, I think you likely find something on Chocolate that you will like and appreciate. It's also more Afropop inclined because it just has that fusion that I spoke about. So do check it out. Lorraine Lionheart, Chocolate, the new album, which dropped today. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.